This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for October 2024. How did classical music play a part of Jane Mansfield's life, and what musical instruments did she play? Vera Jane Palmer, stage name Jane Mansfield, was born on April 19, 1933, to Herbert William Palmer and Vera Jeffrey Palmer in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. They then moved to Phillipsburg, New Jersey, where her father, William Palmer, was an attorney practicing with Robert B. Maynor, the future governor of New Jersey. Her father tragically died of a heart attack in 1936. Jane's mother remarried in 1939, moving to Dallas, Texas, when Jane was 6 years old. Her new name was Vera Jane Pierce. Jane's talent became apparent at an early age when she began to sing, study violin and piano, and ballroom dancing. Her teachers thought of her as a violin and piano prodigy, and someday, quote, she would conquer Carnegie Hall, end quote. In high school, she studied Spanish and German, playing in the orchestra and participating in the local theater. Quote, she spoke 5 languages and boasted an IQ of 163, Mensa Smart. At one of her 3 colleges Jane attended, she studied chemistry, abnormal psychology, and drama, a seeming recipe for success in Hollywood, end quote. Jane, at 17, married Paul Mansfield, and they had a daughter, Jane Marie Mansfield. They moved to Austin, Texas, to study drama at the University of Texas. At the University of Texas, she, quote, joined the Curtain Club, a theatrical society. Some of its members were composer Harvey Schmidt, actor Rip Torn, Pat Hingle, and lyricist Tom Jones. Moving back to Dallas in 1953, she studied acting with Baruch Lumet, the father of director Cindy Lumet and founder of the Dallas Institute of Performing Arts. Lumet called Mansfield and Rip Torn his kids. From 1951 to 53, quote, she acted in The Slaves of Demon Run, 10 Nights in a Barroom, Macbeth, and Anything Goes, end quote. Her performance, quote, in October 1953 production of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman attracted Paramount Pictures to audition her. Baruch Lumet trained her for the audition, end quote. Jane, Paul, and Jane Marie in 1954 moved to Los Angeles. Jane was 21 years old. Her first film part was Female Jungle, released in 1955. At Warner Brothers, she acted in Pete Kelly's Blues of 1955 and Illegal of 1955. Her role opposed Edward G. Robinson. It was a courtroom drama. Mansfield's agent, William Schifrin, signed her to play film star Rita Marlowe in the Broadway play Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter? With Walter Matthau and Orson Bean. Quote, she accepted the part while working in producer Louis W. Kelman's The Burglar of 1957, end quote. She signed a 6-year contract with 20th Century Fox on May 3, 1956. Her first starring film role was as Jerry Jordan in The Girl Can't Help It of 1956. The movie featured R&B and rock and roll musicians Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent, and Fats Domino. She often appeared on TV shows, including Kraft Mystery Theater, The Pat Boone Show, The Ed Sullivan Show, The Joey Bishop Show, The Bob Hope Show, What's My Lie, The Alfred Hitchcock Hour, and many others. Jane Mansfield married 2 more times and had 4 more children. Jane Mansfield sang as a pop and country singer and played the violin in concert on The Ed Sullivan Show and on recordings from 1954 to 1967 for labels 20th Century Fox Recordings, London Records, MGM Recordings, and Polydor Records. She sang in English and in German for 7 of her films. Jane Mansfield plays Concerto No. 6 in A minor for violin and orchestra on The Ed Sullivan Show. Jane Mansfield died tragically in an auto accident on June 28, 1967, in New Orleans, Louisiana. She was 34 years old. She was a wife, mother, actress, and lifelong musician.